You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Marcus Semien has just hit a grand slam home run for the White Sox off of Ian Kroll, who replaced Drew Smyly. And we were just talking about it. It was a 3-1 count with the bases juiced.
We were doing that baseball thing. Okay, I said, Mark, are you swinging or are you taking and waiting for the 3-2 pitch?
What did I tell you I'm doing?
And you said you were swinging. And I said, if it's in your wheelhouse, you got to get your rip. And he got it.
Oh, boy, did he get a rip on it, too.
Why would you take a 3-1 fastball right down the pipe?
I wouldn't. That's why I'm saying it. Especially at the it's in the seventh. You take a, you're 2 runs down. You take a shot at it. And Semien just blasted it to
and that was
field.
A no-doubter.
Yeah, that no, that. I said, he's gone. He gone. I'm sure Hawk was saying it. Put it on the board. Yes. Yes, you can hit me.
All right. Time for a sports rep. He will get you caught up on everything. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Mott.
Let me just update my paperwork here. Let me update my paperwork. How you doing up there in the webcam land on ParkerTheMan.com? Yep, as Hawk would say, I'll do it again. You can put it on the board. I hate it. You can put it on the board. Yes! The White Sox get a grand slam from Marcus Semien, and they lead the Tigers down 6-4 in the seventh. J.D. Martinez had a 2-run single, and Austin Jackson hit a 2-run jack to give the Tigers a 4-2 lead. That has been wiped out. Smyly out of the game. Ian Kroll now is the guy who gave that up. So that's where it stands. We're still only in the seventh, so a couple more chances. In fact, we're going to the bottom of the seventh right now. 6-4 the score. White Sox lead at Comerica. Wings and Bruins, game four at Joe Louis tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Boston leads 2-1. The Wings have 2 goals in the last 3 games. Datsyuk, Alfredson, and Cronwall did not practice today. Henrik Zetterberg did. They're calling it iffy. That's the official word. It's iffy if Zetterberg will play tomorrow night. Get the captain back for the first time in ages. Stanley Cup playoffs tonight, all game. Oh, local scores first. Sports Night with Parker and Man presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup playoffs tonight, all game four is Penguins over the Blue Jackets, 3-2 in the third. Those 3 goals early by Pittsburgh are holding up. Ducks lead the Stars 2-0 in the second. Blues and Blackhawks are going in 20 minutes. NBA playoffs, game two, we're fourth quarter at Miami. The Heat have led all night, lead Charlotte 81-75. LeBron's got 27. Dallas over San Antonio just before halftime. 51-39. Mavericks lead by 12, Rick Carlisle. And Portland-Houston go in 20 minutes as well. Other baseball, American League this afternoon, the A's lose to the Rangers 3-0. Shutout for Martin Perez, a three-hitter. Mariners beat the Astros 5-3. Red Sox lead the Yankees 4-0 fifth. Michael Pineda ejected in the game for a substance on his neck after having the issue the last time he came out to start. 3-3 Royals-Indians in the seventh. Orioles now lead the Jays 9-7-6. Two more home runs for the guy that I told you the Tigers should sign, Nelson Cruz. He's got 6 now in the season. Twins over the Rays 4-2 in the fifth. One interleague series, the Angels lead the Nationals 3-1 seventh. National League, Braves over the Marlins 3-1. D-backs beat the Cubs at Wrigley on the 100th anniversary day of Wrigley Field 7-5. Giants over the Rockies, 9 home runs in the game between the two teams. Mike Morse hits 2 for San Francisco. They win 12-10 in 11 innings. Reds lead the Pirates in the 6th, 4-2. Mets on a Duda homer, his 4th of the season. Duda lead the Cardinals 3-1 in the 6th at Citi Field. Brewers over the Padres 4-1 in the 4th. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Here's what I did not forget this time, Rob, as we hit the 9 o'clock hour here. And our number, as you know, 248-848-1130. Chime in when you like. Hit us up on Facebook or Twitter, and we're web streaming at parkerandtheman.com. Albert Pujols, this is what I wanted to get to because this has not been mentioned, in my opinion, enough. When Jack Clark, former Cardinal himself, former big ball player, came out on that radio show in his first week of doing a radio show and said that I have knowledge that Albert Pujols was on steroids, that it will come out that Albert Pujols was juiced up for much of his time in the major league, whatever other blabber came out of his mouth. He made a big stink one day. It was his first week as a radio sports radio talk show host. There was an outrage by the Angels when that happened. Jack Clark got vilified because he did not provide examples. He had no sources. He had no nothing. He said he knew, because he's a ballplayer and he knows all, that Albert Pujols, he said the words, this is not me, this is Jack Clark, Albert Pujols was on steroids. Said it. So here's what happens. Pujols doesn't wait a minute. He gets his attorneys. They're threatening
file
a lawsuit.
No, he didn't just say, like, you can't say that, take that back. No, he said, oh, no, I'm going to sue you.
Clark still stood by his story for a while. Stood by his story because he knew he was blatantly flat-out lying. Finally, he caved in. And to get off the lawsuit, Pujols said he would accept an apology, a public apology, which Jack Clark did. I'm sorry. I said something I shouldn't have. I had no knowledge of anything. What I said came out of left field. It was still a little sketchy the way he apologized.
Well, because to say that, Mark, he's better off saying, I didn't the people that I talked to, you know what I mean?
You should have said the truth.
No, I know.
I lied.
Right.
For the radio show, I made something up.
Probably should have done that. Well, but maybe he didn't want to say that because he figured.
Well, he got fired anyhow.
Never work again. But Mark, getting fired in that situation compared to I lied and made something up, you will never work again.
Well, probably won't again anyhow.
Probably won't. They'll be afraid.
He wasn't even that good to begin with. He was only on a week. This was in San Francisco, I think. He was doing the show in San Francisco, not St. Louis. Or was it St. Louis?
No, it was in St. Louis.
It was in St. Louis. Because he's been in both cities, and he's actually done some stuff.
You would have thought he said something about RG3 or something.
Well, wait. But wait a second. And I think Rob will know what I'm talking about here. This was how big the accusation was, right? This is how big. This is how big the apology was.
Right.
It was page six material. If
it's
you
always.
Use it. No, but some people didn't even know he apologized.
Right. It's always like that.
Because I heard people yesterday, last night, I saw some blogs. I went on. I always look at stuff.
Right.
You know Pujols did steroids. That was a radio guy who admitted that Pujols did. That's. We know better.
Well, once you put that out there, it's hard, Mark, because people, when they hear something now that's in there, it's you
how about the women and the rape stuff and the ones that are false accusations?
Well, but you
Chris
know,
Weber's been through it.
But you know what? I mean,
Michael Irvin went through that.
Well, but Skip Bayless once said that he thought that Derek Jeter might be on it, and you remember they asked Jeter about it, and Jeter said, well, maybe they should give Skip a test because I have never, you know what I mean? He handled it.
And when did it come out that Jeter might be on a thing? Remember there was like about, there was a Friday, and it said Monday, baseball's going to reveal some huge names.
Yep.
They never came out.
Those names never came out. You're right about that. I remember it was supposed to be a big deal.
It was a Friday story. We were on at the other station. And I said, I can't wait. I got to find out who it is.
Right.
I think there was inferences that Derek Jeter was one of them. There was a little wink, wink, nod, nod that Jeets is on the list.
But it never happened.
No. Either it got covered up, someone pushed it aside, or it wasn't there.
Right.
But now it
but left. He's not hooked with that. You know what I mean? Like, people don't look at him, especially because of one thing, Mark. The one thing that I think is totally unfair, everybody just links steroids with home runs. And it's just not the case.
Well, we said the first guy nabbed was Alex Sanchez. The guy hit, I think, five for a career.
Five career home runs. You know what? It's funny because, EP, you remember this. Last week we were at, we talked to Michael Bourne. All right? We had a nice conversation. You got your mic on?
It helps to talk into your mic, though.
Okay, but I'm just trying to see. And we talked to Michael Bourne, and he said...
You can't go live if you're not talking to your mic.
That's right. We will do this live here. And he's...
Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live!
And he just said, the stuff, Mark, as we always talked about, just makes you recover and feel better. That's what that stuff does. But only...
No, I can attest. I took it for 3.5 years. I'll tell you what it does, but you're right. For most players in their 30s, I took it when I was a young kid. And in concert with workout, it can work. It works better for football than it does for hitting a home run.
And that's why.
Because that's still eye-hand coordination.
Right, because football is strength and physical.
Sometimes I've got to tell you this. I took them for 3.5 years, full anabolic steroids. I know what they do. And I used them for a reason. But part of the reason was muscle mass, which you don't want if you're a ball player. Here's just where you start developing it. Under here, baby. And you don't want us to get around on a 100-mile-an-hour fastball if you got too much going on under here. But you can. It does help. But recovery time?
Right.
Absolutely.
All right. 248-848-1130 is the number.
It's why people with sinus conditions take a steroid. It's why they take either a prednisone or a methylprednisolone, because it helps with recovery time. Dries you up.
Dries you up immediately.
Keith, you're on Sports Night with Parker and Man. Hi, Keith.
Good night. Hey, what's up, guys?
Doing great. What's up, bud?
Man, I just wanted to chime in on something, man. Enjoying your show as usual.
Thank you.
Thank you, Keith. I don't know if you're watching, but we're waving to you.
Hey, it's all good. But look, let me tell you, man. I was telling the call screener. I was telling him, I said, look, first of all, let me get run down my list. I got three things. First of all, make Porcello a reliever.
You got right, that's not happening for next.
But I'm going to tell you why he can't be a reliever. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm about to say it like this. Make him a reliever or get rid of him. I don't like Porcello. He makes your starting pitching weak.
Why would you say this right after Ricky's best performance of the year?
I don't care. Man, he's for the strength of the long haul. Okay. Watch how people start booming him away.
But let me tell you why he can't be a reliever. You ready?
Okay, go ahead.
He gives up a lot of hits and he doesn't strike out anybody. That's not
Okay, well,
you're talking about get rid of him because you don't like
say
him.
He doesn't strike out anybody.
I gave you two choices.
Don't strike out a lot.
Make him a reliever. Wait a minute. Let's do what I say, Park.
I'm listening.
Make him a reliever or get rid of him.
Okay.
It's only two. Like you said, he give up a lot of hits and all that. Well, why is he even in the starting lineup? Okay. Now, let me move on real quick because I know you guys got a lot of guys.
Go ahead.
Okay?
Oh, yeah, we're packed.
Yeah, I know you are.
Hurry up.
It's not a ton of people listening to you guys.
We're off at 10, Keith. Hurry up. We're off at 10.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
But look, they're going to lose a lot of games if they lose Sue. That's just flat out. They're not going to win much if they lose.
So you mean like the last 2 years when they lost their 8 straight when they had Sue every game and last year when they lost 5 out of 6 to some weak teams at home? You remember those games?
I see what you're saying, but look. I like what they signed. I've been listening how they signing cornerbacks, and I'm noticing something there, and something's growing there. Where I'm saying, oh, they're really trying to build up a defense. And they've been doing it on the slide. I've been hearing little tidbits here and there. Okay,
Keith, are you looking at the numbers of the people they're signing? Some of these guys haven't played in years.
I don't care about that. It's the fact that they're trying. Okay, I don't care about
that. So if Mark Wilson and Rob Parker's name were signed as corners, you'd be happy because they're just signing bodies.
Yeah, I love the fact that they at least addressing the issues.
Okay.
No, all right, that's good. Okay, what's the third?
Okay, the third is sign Dirk Nowitzki, man, and I'm gonna tell you why.
We went through this last night. He's not a free agent. We went through this. Stop it, Keith.
Okay, but you got to get Dirk Nowitzki, though, because he's a 3-point triple threat.
He's 35 years old now.
And he's married to a sister.
Get him for – no, how is he going to be a sister?
Keith, did you hear what I said?
Mark just said it. You heard what Mark said?
Did you hear what I said?
What? I love Dirk Nowitzki, but Mark Cuban's not giving him up.
I know. But the thing is, he's not going to win another ring in Dallas.
And they're not. And he ain't going to win a ring here because if it's just Nowitzki without anybody else, don't tell me it's him and Andre Drummond. The Pistons aren't going anywhere with that group.
And his wife is going to say,
I said, keep Monroe, Mark. I'm telling you, y'all need to keep Monroe.
And wait a minute, Keith.
Right there that a lot of teams don't have is
Keith.
Man, you've got to find a way to work.
Keith, can we get some humor in while we're doing the show a little bit? I want to say what his wife would say if he was going to. Trade him to Detroit or whatever. It'd be like, no, he didn't.
He didn't.
I know what you're saying, but look, man, Rob, I'm telling you, Rob, if you put him on the Pistons, that's what they was missing is a 3-point threat. They was grabbing.
Okay, Keith.
Please,
sir, no, man. Keith. We heard you yesterday, Keith. Stop.
Was that Keith yesterday?
Yes, we heard you with this. We got you. We understand.
Is there no other players in the NBA but Dirk Nowitzki for you? Give me somebody else.
What I'm trying to say is we're going to have to get a guy like Stauskas, somebody coming out of college.
Stauskas.
And work with him and wait a couple of years. And then by then, Monroe and
someone's taking the first round, Rob.
And Josh Smith would be somewhere we don't even know. Probably be in the European League or something.
Hey Keith,
all
thanks,
right,
man.
Thanks,
as always,
we appreciate your passion.
We get it, but I'll tell you this: Gary Harris's name does not stop with the Pistons. It's endless that they think Gary Harris is the Pistons' pick. If they don't trade up, they don't move around, they don't actually trade it away so they can move down. Gary Harris could be your guy. Noah, you're on Sports Night with Parker and Man. Hi, Noah.
Wow. I thought I was bad once in a while. I get off on a tangent.
Yeah, that
Keith
was
has a thing for.
He does,
and he's a great player.
Who
wouldn't want Nowitzki? Why don't we at the same time we'll get LeBron and we'll get D Wade.
Right.
Carmelo.
He wanted to talk about three different things, and all three things were some of the stupidest stuff I've ever heard in my life.
What do you got?
Well, okay, Noah. The dumbest thing though to say, and I'll say this. I'm sorry, Keith. The dumbest thing to say. Is that If you get rid of Dominick Sue, you're not going to win games. All right, in two of Sue's prime years, they have just gone 11-21.
Exactly. I mean,
11-21.
People always get caught up on that, like, oh, you can't go without him. And you say,
I don't want him going anywhere.
Mark,
but
I always tell you the famous, and this is probably one of the greatest lines ever said. Ralph Kiner, the Hall of Famer, with all the home runs we talked about earlier, went in to go get a raise. He won the National League Home Run Championship, right? The Pirates finished in last place. He went in to see Branch Rickey, who was the general manager, and demanded a raise. And Branch Rickey said, I'm not giving you a raise. He says, we finished in last place with you. We could finish in last place without you. Period. Okay.
But I just had to call that guy, Keith. There's another Keith that calls that's pretty good. The regular Keith. But that was probably your worst call since you guys got back.
No, I wasn't like, no, come on, Noah. Go ahead.
That guy that just hung up right now. Man, he made a long story longer. It was bad. You know, what I like about you guys is how you give people the freedom. You give them range.
Sure.
You know, and you don't cut it. You don't try to, you know, rush everybody off the phone. But that guy, you should have rushed him off the phone.
We let everybody get their say, man.
Give them a bum's rush.
That's our show.
And EP's a great guy, but, you know, sometimes you just got to say no. And with Keith, that last guy, you just got to say hell
so
no.
So you're giving EP some phone screening techniques. Is that what you're telling him?
No, I'm just saying he's such a nice guy. I mean, he's a great guy, but sometimes you should just be able to say, well, you know, the lines are jammed. Well, I'll pass it along.
Are you really using your time, Noah?
All right, Noah, come on. What else you got for us?
You wanted some humor. I got some humor.
All right, yeah, we're trying to do humor in this show. You know that.
That's Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle.
I came home last week. I found my wife in bed with a black man.
Is that right?
Yeah, I swear to God. Rob, that's the last time I marry a black woman.
Is that? Very nice.
What else you got?
I like that.
I thought you were going to go.
Was that it?
I thought you were going to pull the old Dangerfield where you said,
my wife cut me out of sex.
There's three other guys she cut off as well.
My wife cut me down to sex twice a week. You think that's bad? She cut three other guys out completely.
Or the other one where the guy says, yeah, I caught my wife in bed with this guy and he was, you know, no, I cut you. I came home from work early. I blew the joke. Came home from work. I see a guy jogging naked. I said, how come you're jogging naked? Because you came home early.
Right.
That's the old Rodney one I like. I blew that one. Sorry, Rodney. In your
death.
In your memoriam. All right, coming up, we'll take more calls. We got a sports wrap coming up. We got a lot to do with so little time. Only 35 minutes left.
Where'd the show go?
Dude, I'm flying. That's why I'm, like, stunned that it's 9:25 already.
This guy's becoming a stud now. I'm starting to
I told you about him.
I don't know why.
Jose Abreu.
Mark, they've played how many games?
Future of the league.
Mark, he has 21 RBIs. They only played 21
games.
Tell you,
him and Colabello are going crazy with the ribbies, and so is the other dude, too. Who's the other guy with the ribbies this year?
But look how big he is.
Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah,
that's the future of the league, though. Colabello, Abreu, Stanton. Those
you
are the
said
future.
Rich who? Rich Colabello?
Not Rich Curbelo.
Let's give a shout out to Rich Curbelo listening to us at JCPenney's.
Chris Colabello. Oh, wait. Keith, what?
What's up, guys?
Are you back again?
Oh, yeah, because after that was laughable.
All right, now you got to put it. No.
On the radio just to clown you, and then they look stupid they damn self. So I'm just tickling in my belly.
That's all right. It means that you made an impression, Keith. We appreciate
it. That's right. I was moving it. What was his name anyway?
That's Noah. That's Noah.
That's Noah.
Noah in his ark.
Oh, Noah. Oh. Yes. He even had Noah's ark name. I mean, that's terrible.
And he just gave us a forecast of 40 days of rain in the forecast.
Wait a minute. Here's the catcher. I was moving and shaking in three sports, brother. Noah, what was you doing? Too busy worried about what I was doing.
I guess.
I will put my hands up like a mine. Like, watch my hands. Then I suck them in the nose.
All right, we got a battle royale of callers tonight.
Noah's not calling. We'll do this more tomorrow. Can't take it. Bye. See Keith. Okay, coming up, sports wrap and all sorts of stuff.
What are we doing here?
I want to do that thing. I want to tell you about the statue thing. We're gonna play this game. There are three statue stories. What happened to Avila?
Got
hit again.
Got crossed up. I think he took a direct pitch
in the throat.
Gary, where did he hit him? Did you see it? I don't think in the throat.
Nobody catches worse than Alex Avila. He gets hit more than anybody else.
But you know, Mark, you notice you're a major. You played at that level.
I know what he's doing. I know.
Watch. He gets crossed up, and he's not looking for it. I think he just takes a pitch. Oh, no, it was a
foul. No, fouled off him. That was foul. She got hurt.
Oh, wow. But you see where it went?
Yeah.
In her thigh.
In her thigh, which is tough. Anywhere, it's tough in that area. What was I saying? Oh, the statue story. There's three. I'm going to ask Rob. There's three statues in the news. Three building statues. And Rob's going to play Hell Yeah or Hell No. All right? That's coming up. Sports Night with Parker DeMann, 248-848-1130, Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Lighter Side of Golf, Bob Krause.
Hi, I'm Bob Krause. This is The Lighter Side of Golf. Let's talk about last week's tournament in Harbortown Links, an RBC Heritage Classic, where Matt Kuchar finally pulled it out on the 18th hole. So let's talk about the shot he hit. Was greenside bunker, knocked it in the hole after gagging a little bit coming down the stretch. So what we can learn from this is how to stay in the moment and don't get too far ahead of ourselves when you're playing golf, you're playing competition with friends, family, or playing for skins. And it looked to me like Matt got a little ahead of himself during the round and kind of felt like he had it in the bag and was thinking about where he's going to spend the money and gagged a little bit coming in, but he pulled it all together on 18, knocked it in, and he won by one. So he beat Luke Donald and moved into third place in the FedEx Cup with 1,436 points and still trails Jimmy Walker, who leads. So that's my take. Check out these guys in the Zurich Classic in New Orleans this weekend and enjoy it. As always, you can reach me at Bob Krause Golf on Facebook, BobKrauseGolf.com, or at Bob Krause on your Twitter. So check it out. I'm Bob Krause. That is The Lighter Side of Golf.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Wherever you were driving around today, you know that the thing is still going on. And chunks of road are just popping up out of nowhere. It is not funny. It is sad. We've gone through it now for months, and it's just taken a huge toll on vehicles all across Metro Detroit. Well, if you have any issues, any problems, or if you just need routine maintenance, take your car, truck, or van to Mike and his great pros at Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. And best of all, you'll be back on the road safe and sound, often the same day.
Expert Car Care services everything you got on your vehicle. Simple as a tire repair or a windshield wiper. As major as replacing an engine or transmission, they take care of you. And they'll take care of you by mentioning Parker and the Man. Just mention our names.
That's right. Mention Rob and Mark or Parker and the Man. And you know what? You'll receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but get this. Also, Mark, you'll get a free front wheel alignment if your car needs one.
It's over $100 in savings just by saying Parker and the Man. Expert Car Care with locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, and right there on 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care, that's XPERT, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Joe.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Sports Wrap next.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What a pair of loons.